How's everybody out there? It's the RRS show, Reality Rap. I got SPB in the building.
All right.
I got Big Chris in the building.
The queen. There we go.
And it's your man AC5 right here.
The one and only.
Getting ready to take off on this extravaganza.
I'm going to tell you, your beat right now. So hot, make me want to become a rapper.
Hey, man, listen, I got you, brother.
I'm about to do it.
It's for the listeners to ride around with it.
I'm about to get right with it
and do what we about to do.
Yes.
Jump in on this topic right here. And what we got right here on the RRS show with a lot of looting going on and things of that nature.
Big Chris, what is it?
What do you consider stealing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is considered stealing out there?
There's no such thing.
Well, it is, but I'm just saying, excluding the present looting for the protesters, have you ever went in a store and purchased hundreds of dollars of items and you saw something and you said, you know what? I'm going to spend another dollar today.
It seems like you have a story to tell, like Biggie.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. I'm with you. Totally.
I mean,
yes.
If I spent $300 or $400 and I feel like my free gift to myself is $25 or $30, who is it hurting?
So for instance, if you go in the Best Buy and you go purchase some big purchases, if for any reason you see some damn Apple earphones.
Oh, you can't get
well,
that.
I don't know,
like
Apple.
That. Well, like, probably yeah, not Apple. Like that.
But fuck it. A couple CDs, a new edition, you gonna take them? Put them in your purse?
No, I'm more of a retail snatcher.
Shout out to all y'all retail snatchers out there. There's retail snatchers.
And when I say that, I have truly changed. I have evolved because years prior, especially going in like the Rosses and the Marshalls, I would carry my markers with me. Because if I didn't feel that it was marked down enough, I marked it down my motherfuckers. I was like, yeah, no. I mean, because if I could find me a pair of Ugg boots or Ugg clogs, and I don't have to spend the full price for them, even though it was in a discount retailer store, why not? It was already in red marker, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's just another mark. It's just another mark. What the fuck?
Just another mark.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
I like that. And you know what? I would vote for you if you were running for anything because I agree in your policies. You have good policies.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I apply that. Now, my shit, because I got some stories, but I'll be the first to say.
Oh, I got some too.
And I want to first apologize. But matter of fact, shout out to all the listeners. Let me, I got to greet y'all.
Yeah.
This afternoon. But let me go into one of my stories, just one. I want to first apologize to ShopRite, Acme, Giant, the old Super Fresh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a habit. That's me. I have habits, and they're not always good. So, this is how this shit all started.
He's going deep. Are you going to?
I'm going deep.
Are you going to?
Matter of fact, a shout out and apologies to Pathmark as well.
Because it's a theme with you at grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of my shit really took place there viciously. Damn. So let me go deep into it.
Okay.
So it all started
get right.
with Little Sean, my son. And shit, we're talking like 29 years ago. And I had a habit of, he liked to sit in the cart. And when he would sit in the cart, we both at the time like chocolate Yoo-Hoos. And Sean would drink a Yoo-Hoo. And felt as though I should as well.
In the store?
In the grocery store.
In the store. While I'm shopping, I would drink that shit. I would open up.
Now, are these Yoo-Hoos that you brought into the store, SPB?
Negative. Okay. I was going through the aisle.
You were shopping, okay. So you decided
to snack. And I can honestly, okay. No bullshit. Right. Anybody that listened to me, you wouldn't know, because I'm telling you, I remember nothing else but aisle 12. Aisle 12.
Shout out to aisle 12.
Aisle 12 is ShopRite. Aisle 12 used to have the Yoo-Hoos. They had the Yoo-Hoos. And me and my son, I would give him a Yoo-Hoo, and I would have a Yoo-Hoo. So what I would do, I would get four, and I would open up two, one for him, one for myself, and I would drink them while I'm shopping. And I had a habit of the little health bars. I would open them, breakfast bars. They were called breakfast bars. Kellogg's breakfast bar. So I would open those up, and I had a pack. I would always get two, right? I open the pack up, pour it, I rip it open for him. He'd be eating that with the Yoo-Hoo. We'd be shopping around, and I just eat them. If I wanted, when I was really into the electrolytes, and drinking Gatorades and shit like that, I had a habit of just grabbing a 6 or 8 pack and taking one off and drinking it. Because my theory was this.
Yeah,
sure. I had a pocket full of money in my pocket.
Please tell us.
I said, well, while you got a pocket full of money, it's a certain fucking arrogance to take over. Because
I agree.
At the time, the little fucking... The little shepherd security guard and shit that used to look around and follow me through
shout
the store.
Shout out to everybody
shit.
That's a security.
You mean the one that's the shepherd? The one that can't be shepherd. There.
I wonder where the fuck
like
you at.
SPB.
It was that guy with the flat feet.
Nigga. Flat feet security.
They can never make it as a real police officer.
It is no way your ass would have caught me in that goddamn supermarket even. And if I knock your ass clearly out, I could have just ran out there with the car and you would have caught me. You have not caught me. But anyway, shout out to you if you're still walking around these here Philadelphia streets. But let me finish up with this. So, Sean had a habit of always asking for shit. You know what I mean? I don't care what it was. I don't know. At the time, I loved barbecue Fritos.
Well, you keep saying little Sean, but you the one that's doing all the damn eating, and you got to have
because that was my shit back in the day. Oh, my shit didn't increase since then. So, just to speed the story up, that was with my son. Now, my grandson, my oldest grandson, Sabir, a.k.a. Buddy. Shout out to you, man. Man, this cat, we float around all the new markets. He likes certain shit. So he would sit there and ask. He was like, Bob, can we get this? Okay, the juice. You know, he's a health freak. He don't like soda or anything like that. But he would get his juice. And I would pop that shit open for him then while he's sitting in the cart. While you're sitting in the cart, yeah, kids, it's just the best shit you could do. Because my thing was this. If you wanted a sandwich, for instance, right? This shit trifling. But I could sit there and I'll go to the meat counter. And I say, you know what? I need a pound of sharp provolone cheese. And I'll be like, if possible, can I taste it before I purchase it? If you do that, anyone that's hungry and if you're homeless, ask anybody at your deli counter. And I promise you, they will slice off like 4 pieces of cheese for you and let you taste it. And if they and how you keep getting them, if you want 8 to 10 pieces, continue to say that's not thin enough or it's too thick. Oh, you want it thicker.
Wow, you got a whole...
Oh, yeah, I had a whole fucking whole thing going on. And I did the same thing with my meat.
I said, hungry.
And you know, I said, oh. I said, I always had the smoked turkey, but I never had jerk turkey. And I said, when did y'all get that? And they was like, oh, it's delicious. I said, is it possible I can try some? Sure enough, me and Buddy be eating jerk turkey, Swiss cheese. We had a whole fucking sandwich without the bread.
Well, you know okay? what? When they ask me that when I go to the lunch meat counter... And like they'd be like, would you like to taste? I'm like, no. Like I'm almost offended.
Yeah, no.
I'm offended.
You want to switch that up? No. Because what they do now, I have to tell y'all this because I know everybody on the edge of their seat. Like, what the fuck he gonna say? So here's the thing, I would get all this lunch meat pounds, and I would go through a frozen aisle and I would throw that shit over on the other side. Like I look at it and I might get 2 pounds of meat. And back then, I had to use real cash and shit, so I ain't have assistance like some of y'all that I'm jealous of. Matter of fact, give a shout out to me if you got a car.
Shout out to us.
Yeah.
You know, because people in Camden just got arrested for that. 3297. Some people in Camden just got arrested for using buying people's
EBT
cars.
Rewind that back. Listen.
Shout me out.
Yeah.
AC5, 215-809.
He's down with anything. He buy used motor oil. He'll take it off.
Use baby oil. How long you use? How long you have it on your body before you wipe the baby oil?
But here's the thing. That's what I would do. So I would have them, if they didn't finish their drink, I would walk back to the aisle that I previously visited to initially give them the drink, and I would put half juices back. I would always clear the milk, but with Little Sean, we would finish the job. But the whole thing was, everything I walked around with the supermarket, personally, I hated the supermarket, but I knew we had to pick up some food. So I would select the things that I want. I would stand in line for 15 minutes for free lunch, meat, and cheese with no bread. But I never paid for it. Wow. We never took that shit home. Wow. Shout out to Twinkies.
So you
back in the day, I love Twinkies.
Go put it in the
fridge. Oh, God, I love Twinkies. Yeah, but put it back.
I never liked Twinkies.
So for all of you individuals out there, especially you women.
Or them ho-hos.
Especially them women. I apologize to you because I know a lot of you that walk through the market and are like, ew, who the fuck would leave a half juice here? And then that was me. I was the guy. And I didn't give a damn where I was at.
Man.
And I was a tri-state dude because guess what?
You would go to different states.
I'm big. I give a big shout out to Jersey because a lot of my shopping, I would always do across the bridge. Mm. I always brought it over to the Cherry Hill Mall.
Jersey doesn't want
I go to Morristown and I do it. I do it big over there, back. Right?
I speak to you as a Jersey.
What? And you know what? And I gotta say this to you. I love Jersey. You know why? Jersey is so bougie. When I go through the Lowe's or Home Depot and
shout
all that,
out to bad and bougie there, in Jersey,
you can walk over here. You can walk through their aisle with the locks like Big Chris have on the front door, them $400 locks, and the fucking noise don't go off. Like you walk through a Philly aisle, doo-doo. Listen, there's none of that shit there. I be walking through Jersey, and the motherfucker don't have no Shepherd security guards.
Nah.
To be checking your receipt like Philly. What? First of all, Home Depot and Lowe's. Why the fuck do... I'm sorry, not Lowe's no more. Home Depot. Why do I have to show a receipt for a fucking pack of screws?
Really?
Like, really? And I want y'all to know, I steal screws, okay?
Wow.
Listen to me. And you know the doorknobs for your cabinets because they're so expensive? The ones I like because I have a good quality taste.
Ooh,
the shit was like,
as he's always calling me,
$9 per little packet.
I got handles that's $25.
Yep. Listen to this. Guess what I did? I'm the type of guy, if I need 22, I'm only paying for 8. The rest of them is my sweatpants. Now you can try to stop me, little Shepherd security guards, but I promise you, your ass gonna get more than what you bargained for. You better go ahead and fucking walk the miles when I'm walking out, because I will completely knock your ass out. You hear me? Don't follow me because it's against the law. You seen cops getting knocked out all across the world. As a security guard, you know
they're,
better.
They're getting
as a security guard, you know better.
For a purpose or a reason.
Yeah, you better.
As a you're
purpose
or a reason. You blatantly stealing and don't want to get caught.
We'll talk about y'all the next
so
show.
So it's like,
but I'm here to tell you this. You leave me alone.
Those little mall cops.
So the whole moral of the story is, God damn it, when you walking through a market, don't look at it as a goddamn chore that you don't want to do anymore. Go through each aisle and enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Listen, I feel as though, like Big Chris, I'm a taxpayer. And again, the type of money that we used to walk around with, because if y'all going to try to run down us and think you're robbing us, you can fucking forget it. And I don't walk around with one of them. What's those cards? A debit card. So you can fucking get it. Only thing you're going to get is a fucking driver's license, okay? Because wherever I go and where I meet up, you can damn sure bet you. The dough is already sitting there.
I think the rush of doing that is it's in what you said. Because, you know, most times when I go out, I'm a well-dressed person. I act and speak the same way.
That's right.
I got designer bags.
MCM, Gucci, and all Louis Vuitton.
All the fucking attitude in the world that one little person should not have. So it's one of them, I dare you to fuck to say something to me.
And yeah, that's us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I dare you. So if I got all this shit and garbage in my cart for arts and craft, then you know.
And that's what I used to like about going to the market. Because you know they can see the shit. At some point, first of all, you follow me while I'm black in a cart with the kid. But the reality is, y'all seen them fucking used devil dogs that I put back and them goddamn Twinkies have bitten.
I've never done
that. That was me. I did it. I only do it at the grocery store. Listen to me.
I'm the complete opposite.
I need to let y'all know this. My new spot, whenever I got Buddy, Walgreens is hot shit.
Walgreens?
Oh, no. Walgreens, Walmart.
I'll say
Walmart and Target is our shit.
Target.
He be like, Bobby.
Ross.
Look what the incident
said. Marshalls. It's my shit.
Guess what? I get so bad with it sometimes. I'm being honest with you. Some people lie, but I'm just telling y'all real shit. I will walk around with cash in my pocket, take a shower, purposely don't put cologne on in my house, just so if I knew I was going to the mall, like the Cherry Hill Mall or over to Delaware, I would fuck her Conker Pike. I would put the cologne on that they have. I would, anytime they had any type of cologne that you could just spray for free, God damn it, I put it all in. We're like, do you like that, sir? I'm like, I really do. Well, can we show you this set? No, I did exactly what I wanted to do. Sometimes I can be such an asshole. I will spray it in front of you. How you like it? They be like, how you like it? I love it. Goodbye. Do you want to buy this? No. Yeah. I did exactly what I wanted to do. So, if all y'all guys, if you didn't know no better, shout out to that, because guess what? The next event, that's what your funky ass should do. But make sure you put some water on it. All right?
Please.
So, that was our way. Try it. You may get away with it.
Yeah.
And we hope you will.
Okay, but, okay, we need to give a disclosure here before you sit there and say try it. Everyone can't try it.
Yeah.
You have to look like and fit the bill.
Yeah, true that. True that.
In order to pull this off.
So if your name Morris, fucking forget it.
Right.
Do something else. Your name's not Michael. Right. It's Morris.
Yeah.
Morris, don't fucking do it.
You have to have a look.
Yeah.
To you and an arrogance about yourself.
Yes.
Before you would even attempt to do the things that we just spoke about.
If you got a $1.50 across your face, don't fucking try it. You gotta have the whole fucking floor, the police department, period, whatever fucking state or city you live in,
you
they will run down on
you. Have to.
You better look like Martin Luther King.
You have to be driving the ride. You gotta have the attitude. If you're a female, you gotta be dressed for the
get
part.
You
even
an escape
even
goat.
If it's your dress down day,
yes.
You gotta still
kids
look like you
help.
Got a little bit
sometimes.
Of coin in your
yes.
purse, and you gotta have that designer bag, and you gotta have that designer wallet.
Yeah.
And hopefully you got the fucking vehicle to jump into.
That's what I said. You gotta have the vehicle.
Because, you know, that's it. So, me and Big Chris, we gave you as best we could. We gave you food for thought today.
Damn right,
all right,
man.
So apply it. Do the best
we're
you can.
We're not saying break into or loot the fucking Targets and
walk
out
saying
with 52-inch TVs and shit.
But for all of y'all motherfuckers with yellow teeth, goddamn it, just steal a thing of toothpaste and brush it.
Who's ever felt like, hey, I spent $294 in fucking Walmart. Yeah. And if I see a pair of fucking Avia tights or leggings I want to get, hey.
On the eye? Damn right.
Big Chris, you're giving them too much, baby.
I'm just
first
saying.
Of all, listen. Y'all, listen, stick with me, goddamn supermarket. Y'all cannot go with Big Crow's go-to.
And ladies,
listen.
Let me just say this.
Neiman's, Nordstrom's.
One of the best
Nordstrom
places.
Nordstrom Rack.
If you're a woman and you have a large purse and you keep it in a little, what's that little thing where the kids go in the front? That little thing? That little basket
in the shopping cart?
In the shopping carts. When you go in the stores.
Yeah.
If you got a big purse and say you want to steal a pair of shoes
or
a pair
God.
Of tights or jeans, you put it under your purse.
All right, we're going to name this segment because we're about to be out. This is the pay us for our information segment. Okay? Listen, everybody.
Reality Rap Show.
This is an important
www.realityrap.
That's what this is.
RRS.com. Getting ready to take off.
You know the number.
Hit us up.
It's
with a
getting
bunch of
hot, but I want to go somewhere with less humidity.
We're good people.
Yeah.
I'm strapped up.
Full of shit.
The plane is filled up.
I'm droned up.
The plane is filled up.
I'm droned up.
Take me out of here.
We got receipts for some of this shit. We got receipts for some of this shit.
Some of
it. Yes, we do.
Just a little bit.
There we go.
But that's, listen, Sophia's been working on it.